It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Samantha Stofgren with the Manti LaSalle National Forest. And yes, it is the middle of October. We get that. But something very exciting has happened. And if you love Christmas, like I know a lot of people do, you're going to want to hear this one. Christmas tree permits are on sale now, and we're going to talk all about it with Samantha. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about this. You know, firewood permits are on sale already. People are out getting them, and Christmas tree permits are probably the next best thing to getting ready for Christmas, the first thing, really, let's say it, to get ready for Christmas. And you guys have plenty of them in the Manti LaSalle,
yes.
And they are available. So let's talk about that for a moment.
Yeah, absolutely. So as in the past couple years, there is no cap on our Christmas tree permit sales. So whereas in a few years ago, we only had X amount, now there is an unlimited number. So nobody is going to miss out on getting a Christmas tree permit if they want one. And they are primarily on sale online, as they have been for the last 2 years, via recreation.gov. And you can go on there. You can purchase up to 5 permits per household, and it is $10 per Christmas tree permit.
So I don't know who out there would need 5 Christmas trees for their house, but it is available to you if you would like one.
It is. And, you know, I'm trying to be a little ambitious this year, and I would like 2 Christmas trees. And if I can really get away with it, 3. So, you know, 1 for the main space, 1 for your bedroom, 1 maybe for the kids or the kitchen. I think there is nothing wrong with stacking those Christmas trees up.
And the greatest thing about it, you know, and we talk about it all the time at our house, this is the year. This is the year we're going to get a real tree.
Yeah.
There's just something about a real tree at your house that just makes it seem that much more festive. And it probably has everything to do with the scent of the tree, the smell of the tree, the way it makes your house be.
I agree. I will tell you, my first Christmas here in Utah, I was very ambitious. I went and found me a 12-foot Christmas tree, and I had that bad boy up way through January because the smell was great. It was just beautiful. It took up my whole living room, and then I realized I had no clue how I was getting out of the house, so it hung out for a while.
Did you use a chainsaw in your house?
I didn't. I just went ahead and muscled it out by myself. My dogs thought it was pretty entertaining, all the pine needles.
Well, and that's the other thing, too, is that Christmas trees, if taken care of, will last quite a bit.
Yeah.
They'll last a minute in the house.
We've had some great rain this year, so they're not going to be dry as how we've seen them the last couple of years. They should be really fresh and really hang on to those needles.
Well, so you've got that coming at you. They're available now, and you can only get them online. Is that what you said?
You can also walk into our district offices and our supervisor's office here in Price, and vendors within the community also have them for sale.
Okay, now are Christmas tree permits like firewood permits? There are certain areas that you can and cannot go. Is it basically the same areas as well?
Relatively, yes. The biggest thing is when you get your permit, you will get a map. But the number one thing to remember is Christmas tree cutting is prohibited in Straight Canyon on Highway 29 and Huntington Canyon on Highway 31. And that is included on the map when you get your permit.
And all of that will come out when you buy your permit. You'll get all that information to you. And once again, I think we need to reiterate with this permit, the same way we did with firewood permits, it does not give you the right to go on private property. It does not give you the right to go on BLM property.
Correct.
It gives you the right to go in a certain area to get Christmas trees. And as you said, there's plenty of them, right?
Yes, there are tons of trees out there. A few more parameters to keep in mind is the trees cannot be taller than 20 feet, and they should have a maximum stump diameter of 5 inches. And the number one thing to remember is while you are out there looking for your tree, do not cut trees within 100 feet of roads, streams, reservoirs, and within 500 feet of a ranger station, campground, or picnic area. You take shade from those recreation areas when you cut those trees down.
And that's another thing we always talk about. Be mindful of where you're at and how you're going to get that tree. One, how to get that tree out of there.
Yep.
And yeah, don't ruin a campground or something like that just because they have a tree that you want.
Right. We had issues with that for the last couple of years where campgrounds had multiple trees cut out of them, and then that now impacts the summer use.
And we don't want to do that. So once again, Christmas tree permits are now available, and are they? Is there a cutoff time? I would assume
Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. You know, I don't think you'll be heading out there, but sales do run all the way through Christmas. And if you have a fourth grader, there's this really awesome program called Fourth Graders Outside, and those fourth graders get a free Christmas tree permit. And that information is also available on our website. You just register them. That also gets them access to national parks if you're interested in that.
So plenty of great things coming. Yes, it is the middle of October, but Christmas is right around the corner, and Christmas tree permits are now available. Samantha, thank you so much for stopping in. I appreciate you taking out the time.
Thanks for having me.
I've been speaking with Samantha Stoftgren of the Manti LaSalle National Forest, talking all about Christmas tree permits that are now available at the office here in Price. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.